prayer request. Sick people. Okay. The brothers in Cuba. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this day and this time to be together with the brothers. Bless us. Fill us with your Spirit today. Help us to learn more of your ways, to encourage each other. Pray for the brothers in different places in the world. Pray for Josue. Help him to be faithful. Pray that your grace and your Spirit will lead him. Pray for the brothers in Cuba. You will strengthen them together. Fill them with your Spirit. Pray also for those who are sick among us, that you heal them according to your will. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Today, we're going to read Ezra, chapter 8. Do you remember anything that we read last Sunday? What happened in the story last Sunday? Remember anything that happened? Forgot all about last Sunday. What happened in the story last Sunday? Remember anything at all? What did Kevin talk about last Sunday? Talked about the trip that they made from Jerusalem. Remember that? How they started on their trip to go from Babylon to Jerusalem. Remember anything about that, Arthur? It
took 4 months.
Okay, it took 4 months to go that whole long trip with all the women and children. They had to have food and water that whole time. That was a long trip. Have you ever gone on a long trip where you were gone for 4 days maybe or 2 weeks? They were gone for 4 months. And now, in this chapter, they had gotten to Jerusalem. They had arrived. And let's see what happens now in Ezra chapter 8. Now that they're at Jerusalem, in verse 1 it says, "These are now the chief of their fathers, and this is the genealogy of them that went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes, the king." Okay, so now he gives a list of all the fathers or the families of those that were with him. And he goes through a list of all these different names and how many there were in each group, all the way down to verse 14. And then in verse 15, after he gives that whole list, he says, "And I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava, and there abode we in tents 3 days, and I viewed the people and the priests, and found there the sons of Levi. Then sent I for Eliezer, and for Ariel, and for Shemaiah, and for Elnathan, and for Jerob, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshulam, chief men also Joiarib, and for Elnathan, men of understanding. And I sent them with commandment unto Iddo, the chief, at the place Cassithia, And I told them what they should say unto Iddo and to his brethren, the Nethinim, at the place Cassiphia, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our God. Okay, he sends some of these men to Iddo, and he says that they need ministers for the house of God. Okay, let's keep reading in verse 18. And by the good hand of our God upon us, he brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah, with his sons and his brethren, 18. Okay. Let's go back to verse 15. What was the problem here that they were having in the last part of 15? It says, and I viewed the people and the priests and found there none of the sons of Levi. What were the sons of Levi supposed to do? Remember? Take care of the temple. Okay, so they gathered all these people together and counted them, and there weren't any of the sons of Levi. So, Ezra sent some men to Iddo, and in Cassiphia, the place called Cassiphia, to bring ministers to the house of God, and they found this man there. His name was, in verse 18, let's read again, who was this man? And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Mahli, the sons of Levi, the sons of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons and his brethren, 18. And Hashabiah with him, Jerah, Shia of the sons of Merari, his brethren, and their sons, 20. Okay, so here are this man and his sons, and another man and his sons, and they're Levites. So God helped them to find some people of Levites for to take care of the house of God. Okay, verse 20. Also of the Nethinim. Who were the Nethinim? Remember? What were the Nethinim's job? Remember we talked about that last Sunday? Drawers of water and hewers of wood, is that right? Is that good? Drawers, did they draw water too? The Nethinim? They drew water and they chopped the wood? Okay, good. Okay, so God was with them. God helped them to find these men. Now let's read in verse 21. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way. Because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. Okay, so here they are. They had come to Jerusalem after all this long trip. And when they got to Jerusalem, they discovered they didn't have any Levites with them. So they had to go to another place, further away, and bring some Levites to Jerusalem. And they got to this place. They found the Levites, and now they're ready to go back to Jerusalem. But they're afraid of what could happen on the road. But they don't want to ask the king to send soldiers to help them, because they had told the king that God will help those who are his faithful to him. And God will punish those that forsake him. So they didn't want to say to the king, we need soldiers to help us, because they wanted to show the king that they trusted in God. So they prayed and they fasted. And it says in verse 23, so we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Then I prepared 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and weighed unto them the silver and the gold and the vessels, even the offering of the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his lords and all Israel there present had offered. I even weighed into their hand 650 talents of silver, and silver vessels 100 talents, and of gold 100 talents, also 20 basins of gold, of 1,000 grams, and 2 vessels of fine copper, precious with gold. And I said unto them, you are holy unto the Lord, the vessels are holy also, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering unto the Lord God of your fathers. Watch ye, keep them until you weigh them before the chief of the priests and the Levites and the chief of the fathers of Israel at Jerusalem in the chambers of the house of the Lord. So took the priests and the Levites the weight of the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem and to the house of our God. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go into Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. And we came to Jerusalem and abode there 3 days. So they divided up the gold and the silver, the things that they had for the house of God, and then they went. And it says that God's hand was on them, and he brought them to Jerusalem without any soldiers. God was helping them. Okay. Now, let's keep reading in verse 33. Now, on the fourth day was the silver and the gold and the vessels weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Merimah, the son of Uriah, the son of Uriah, the priest, and with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, and with them was Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binui, Levites, by number and by weight of every one. And all the weight was written at that time. Also the children of those that had been carried away, which were come out of the captivity, offered burnt offerings unto the God of Israel, 12 bullocks for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, 12 he-goats, for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering unto the Lord. And they delivered the king's commission unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors on this side of the river, and they furthered the people and the house of God. All right, that's the end of chapter 8. They had come to Jerusalem. They were all safe in Jerusalem, and then they got all the people together and counted them and figured out who was there. And then they figured out that there's no Levites here. We can't have a temple if there's no Levites. So they had to go away from Jerusalem out into the enemy's territory and find these people who were Levites. Even though it was scary, even though they were probably tired, they realized that they had to do that first. So they went. And when they found them, they prayed that God would help them return safely. And they didn't ask the king for soldiers. They were ashamed to ask the king for soldiers, because they had told the king that God would help those who are faithful to him. And so God helped them and brought them back to Jerusalem with these Levites, and with silver and gold and the different kinds of things that they needed for the temple. Now they have everything that they need to worship God. But now in the next chapter, we'll see what happens. Okay. What are your verses for this week? Do you have one, Chad? You, young man?
They also, people of us that follow righteousness, things, charity, blessed with them that call on the Lord our God, and pure heart. Second Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthfulness, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Good. Arthur, go ahead.
Titus 2:6. Young men likewise exhort to be sober minded.
Okay. Okay, Raj.
Teaching us that denying the godliness and worldly love, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Ecclesiastes 11, 9, verse 9 and 10. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and that and youth are vanity.
Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
Good. Okay. All right, a verse for next week, or a subject for next week. Maybe some proverbs about sons and daughters with their fathers and mothers, about being obedient, and maybe verses from other places in the Bible about being obedient. Okay, good. You may turn to your parents.